This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been doing a 4S approach in studying 2 Thessalonians 1. We started by spreading out as much information as we could find in these verses. Then we sorted it into topics. We followed this by structuring these topics into an outline. Now we are ready to summarize what we have found into some practical applications. To start with, I would say the first practical principle is, it's too soon to quit. There are times when we have given our best and received very little, if anything, in return. Sometimes we even experience persecution in return. Remember, it's too soon to quit. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus at His return. You gain this perspective by having a proper worldview. If you are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ, you are in His church. You belong to Him. I know the church is not all it should be at this point in time, but God has committed Himself to continue the work of building the church and bringing her to full maturity. Paul wrote in Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this, that He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." He will always do things justly. When He judges, His judgments are always right. All of this will make sense in His time. So make sure you have a proper worldview as you press on to live for God. When the going gets rough, stop and remind yourself of your worldview and take comfort in it, allowing it to recharge your courage to press on and persevere. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. If you'd like to review these scripts or listen to the program again, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.